It's December 2017, Crown Media headquarters in Los Angeles. Bill Abbott watches as a young reporter from the International Business Times takes out her notebook. He's excited about this interview. So much to talk about. A vault full of movies and Hallmark's new streaming app.
Do you mind if I record this?
No, not at all. Hallmark Christmas movies have become part of the zeitgeist of the season. And that's pretty exciting for a channel that is frequently overlooked or derided. The reporter places her phone on the coffee table with the voice recording app open.
Great, so let's just dive right in. So for this year's Countdown to Christmas, you're airing 21 new original movies.
That's right. We're incredibly proud of this year's selection, and viewers are responding.
Mm-hmm. But only one of them, Enchanted Christmas, starring Alexa and Carlos Peña-Vega, features non-white leads. Is that correct?
Abbott shifts in his seat. As Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas has grown in popularity, there's been increasing commentary on the lack of diversity in its casting. Critics point to the few leads played by people of color and the lack of any LGBT romances. He shakes his head, frustrated. No one ever talks about how Hallmark has a whole slew of movies each year where women over 40 play the lead romantic role. Actress Lori Loughlin, who's 53, is practically the face of the company. Or that over half of their movies are written by women. Or how they had a whole movie focusing on adoptees. But he knows better than to complain in the press. Abbott has always aspired for Hallmark to be apolitical and above controversy. And that means he can't say anything polarizing. I feel like this is an industry-wide problem. Granted, others have made a little more progress than we have. But as a brand and an organization, we have a great track record of doing the right thing, and we're continuing to evolve. The reporter nods and checks her notes.
Well, Lifetime is airing 6 new movies this year. 2 of them have a diverse lead.
Well, I think we realized we needed to make some changes, and we did that with the Peña-Vegas. We also hired Filipina-American author Melissa de la Cruz to write a script based on one of her books. The reporter turns off the recorder.
Well, thank you for your time. I look forward to seeing how the channel evolves on this matter.
Abbott shakes her hand and sees her out. He slumps into his chair. The interview hadn't gone as he'd hoped. This diversity question isn't going away. Abbott's always seen neutrality as key to the channel's success, a place where people can escape the friction and divisiveness of the world. That's what makes Hallmark work. They're not going to add diversity just for its own sake. It needs to be done in an authentic way so people will feel good about it, regardless of where they fall on the political spectrum. Abbott stands by that. But as more articles appear criticizing the lack of diversity in Hallmark's movies, it becomes clear that what Abbott considers a strength is quickly becoming a liability. One Lifetime eagerly plans to exploit.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though many of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill talk about how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can check out this episode and a whole lot more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. On our last episode, the Hallmark Channel transformed itself in the mid-2000s from a struggling cable channel into a rating success by banking on Christmas movies. When CEO Bill Abbott took over in 2009, he bet even bigger, establishing Countdown to Christmas, where the channel premiered over a dozen new movies every holiday season. 3 years later, Lifetime, which catered to a similar demographic as Hallmark, launched their own block of Christmas movie programming. Even though Hallmark dominated in both ratings and number of films produced per year, the two channels coexisted peacefully. However, by 2018, Lifetime was sick of playing second fiddle and decided to drastically increase the number of films they produced to compete with Hallmark. Lifetime saw an opportunity in casting diverse leads as a way to distinguish their holiday fare from Hallmark's. Hallmark's move was to launch a streaming app to compete with Netflix. While Hallmark can't premiere any of their new movies on it because of contract obligations with cable providers, they can promote their deep backstock of films. And the move keeps Hallmark ahead of Lifetime, which doesn't have an app. But Netflix does have streaming and plenty of money for a Christmas movie shopping spree. And that will dampen Hallmark's trademark Yuletide cheer. This is Episode 3, It's a Wonderful Strife. It's spring 2018. Megan Hooper flips to a clean page in her legal pad as she sits on the couch in her office at Lifetime headquarters in New York City. Next to her, another executive sits with her own pad. Hooper smiles at her colleague.
You ready for the next one?
Her colleague nods. In her late 30s, Hooper is the senior vice president of original movies at Lifetime. She oversees the development and production of all of the network's movies. And right now, that means marathon days of hearing pitches for Christmas movies to air in this year's It's a Wonderful Lifetime. Last year, Lifetime produced 6 original movies. But this year, Hooper and the other top executives are shooting to premiere 14 films. That means hearing hundreds of pitches to find the best ones. Hooper picks up her phone and buzzes her assistant.
We're ready. You can send him in.
Hooper's assistant leads in a middle-aged man in a baggy cardigan with messy hair and a 5 o'clock shadow. Sweat beads on his forehead, even though the building is kept at a cool 68 degrees.
Hi, thanks so much for having me in today. If it's okay, I'd love to just jump right in.
Hooper motions for him to begin.
Please.
Okay, so this is Elf Meets Mystic Pizza. We're in Caribou, Maine, the snowiest place in the continental United States, and it's famous for its annual snow festival. Think snowman building contests, competitive snowball fights, stalls selling knitwear in elaborate snow forts. The entire town revolves around this festival, and as soon as it's over, they're planning the next year's. But this year, there's no snow.
Hooper places her legal pad on the couch next to her and leans forward.
I'm going to stop you right there. Snow is non-negotiable. Anytime our leads are outside, we want snow on the ground. Beautiful, pristine snow that never turns to soot-covered slush and never needs plowing. It's an essential part of the aesthetic.
The writer's face falls.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to mix it up a little bit, you know, go for a fresh take on these films. I thought it would be a way to help you guys stand out from Hallmark. I thought that was the goal.
Hooper shakes her head. After graduating from Northwestern University, she steadily worked her way up the executive ranks, starting at a small independent television production company, before going on to USA Network and finally Lifetime. She didn't get where she is by ignoring her gut. And her gut says, the audience tunes in for the formula.
We do want to stand out from Hallmark, but breaking what's working is not the way.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Hooper watches as the writer slings his messenger bag over his shoulder. She taps her pen on her pad of paper, thinking. When the writer leaves, Hooper turns to her colleague.
He's not wrong. If our strategy is going to work, we do need to distinguish ourselves. Obviously, omitting snow is not the way, but I think there's a path forward that leans into what we're already doing well. What did you have in mind? We already have more leads of color than Hallmark, which honestly isn't saying much. But what if we really committed to being the destination for audiences who don't live in lily-white America?
The executive nods.
That makes sense, but I'm hearing from our casting directors that Hallmark is looking for black leads. They signed Christina Milian, Tatiana Ali, and Tiamori Hardricht. Every single one of them has been in movies for us. Hallmark's moving in on our turf. Okay, let's up the ante. About a third of our movies feature diverse leads. Let's go for even more people of color in lead roles. And let's get a true star. One with undeniable star power in at least one of our movies. Someone who goes beyond nostalgia casting.
The executive writes all this down.
Got it. I'll work with casting to drop some names.
Hooper picks up the phone and calls for the next writer to come in. When Lifetime announces its slate for the 2018 It's a Wonderful Lifetime, 5 of their 14 movies star leads of color, with Toni Braxton headlining Every Day is Christmas. But Lifetime isn't the only company using casting to make its mark. It's 2018. A production executive paces his office as he talks on the phone at Netflix headquarters in Los Angeles. Okay. As the executive talks, a colleague watches, eager to know what's being said on the other end of the phone. The executive hangs up, his face stony for a moment, completely unreadable. His colleague leans forward, his eyebrows raised, waiting for the executive to tell him what happened. Finally, the executive breaks into a smile.
We got him.
His colleague pumps his fist.
Kurt Russell is Santa Claus. That is a coup. I wish I could be a fly on the wall in Hallmark and Lifetime's offices when they find out.
They make Christmas movies. We're making Christmas films. While they're squabbling over the domestic market, we're going to make Netflix a global Christmas destination with bankable international stars and elevated programming.
Yeah, we are.
But Hallmark has its own idea about how to hold on to its crown. It's 2018 at Crown Media headquarters in Los Angeles. Bill Abbott is meeting with Michelle Vickery, Hallmark's executive vice president of programming and network publicity.
Kylie made it into that baking competition up at the Helen Inn.
A Christmas movie plays low in the background on the TV in the corner.
Yeah, do you know about it?
How could I not? That's huge.
Abbott shakes his head, pulling his attention away from it.
I know I've known you for years, but I still can't believe you have these on all day.
Vickery shrugs.
How do you think I'm overseeing 37 of them this year? I love these movies. Besides, it puts me in the mind of our viewers.
I still can't believe we're making 37 movies. I remember when we thought 10 might be too much?
We were so young and innocent.
All right. Let's get back to the task at hand. How do you solve a problem like Lifetime?
And Netflix.
Right. We made a real effort on the diversity front with 4 movies starring women of color this year. That's great, and I'm sure we'll pick up some press for that, but that's not enough.
You seem worried.
Lifetime will have more movies featuring diverse leads. And they're making more movies, 14 this year. Netflix has the money for serious star power. So what can we do to keep our lead?
Vickery runs a hand through her long hair.
I still think it all comes back to our brand. We don't just air movies. We are an entire experience. Unlike Lifetime and Netflix, we have physical stores. People have gotten Hallmark cards in good times and bad. They have these physical experiences that bring up emotions. Our movies and our channel are just another extension of that.
Abbott nods.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just about the movies. Sure, people tune into our premiere movies, but they leave us on to help create a festive atmosphere in their house.
We should increase the graphics and music budget for the interstitials. Every frame needs to be the coziest, most Hallmarky frame possible. The whole channel should be an experience, a destination. We're not just an algorithm or a channel that suddenly changes gears from ripped from the headlines movies to Christmas ones every October. We're a home.
Absolutely. We can cast a warm, comforting glow into the house, an emotional connection in every moment, and people won't even want to check out the competition.
Let's not overthink this. We've had the best ratings every year, at least against Lifetime. Netflix never releases its viewership numbers, so who knows? We're making great movies, and we're still going to have significantly more movies than either Netflix or Lifetime. They won't touch us in terms of output. We've got this.
Abbott nods. You're right. We're Hallmark. We were made for Christmas.
We're a tradition. And with traditions, time matters. We started our holiday block of movies first. That counts.
But as the 2018 Christmas movie season begins, it's unclear whose strategy will reap the most presents under the tree. You know, Audible has a brand new collection of exclusive thrillers. Every move is made more exciting by captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances. I just downloaded The Grand Opening by Carl Weber. It's a mystery about a family business in a small southern town, and there are secrets around every turn. You know, when I'm listening, the time just disappears, getting completely immersed in the story and the performances. And as an Audible member, you get to keep one title a month from their entire catalog, including bestsellers and new releases. So come on, listen along. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Head on over to audible.com/BW or just text BW to 500-500. That's audible.com/BW or text BW to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. As business owners and managers, you use software for your business every day. You use one piece of software to manage your customers, another to manage your employees, another to manage your finances, and the list goes on. You buy these pieces independently and hope they fit neatly together like a puzzle. And then you find out the hard way that they don't, and you end up with a mess at the heart of your business operations. Does any of this sound familiar? Well, fortunately, Zoho offers a solution to this chaos. It's called Zoho One. Zoho One is a suite of around 50 pre-integrated business applications that fit together beautifully. So instead of dealing with disparate software from multiple vendors with multiple contracts and price points, you deal with one vendor with all the pieces of the business software puzzle neatly put together, offered at a very attractive price. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, you got to check out Zoho One at zoho.one. That's Zoho.one. With Zoho, you're not just licensing apps. You're licensing peace of mind. It's December 4th, 2018. Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, sits at the front of a convention room under fluorescent lights at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in New York City. The room is packed with investors. Across from him is an analyst with the investment bank UBS, which is hosting this annual conference on global media. The analyst leans forward in his chair.
You're facing more competition from other networks, so how is this changing your conversations with content creators? Most of them, they grew up in a world where what mattered was having the number one movie in the country. But that's changed so dramatically just in the past couple of years.
Sarandos pauses and looks around the room. Netflix almost never discloses viewership numbers for its individual movies or shows. They make their money from subscriptions, which is what they report to shareholders. But he recently got word of some numbers for a new movie that would really impress the people in the room and scare his competition.
So we have this movie called The Christmas Chronicle that we just launched last week. It stars Kurt Russell as a straight-talking Santa Claus who teams up with a pair of kids to save Christmas. It had 20 million views its first week. If it had opened in theaters, that's the equivalent of making $200 million.
That's incredible.
Thank you. Kurt says it's the most impactful movie of his career. He's never had another movie where that many people watch it in its first week. I think his next most successful movie was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So I think that broad reach is something we bring to the market for storytellers.
Wow. So jumping off from that, are there ways to make watching Netflix more of a social experience? I think this has come up a couple of times today.
Sarandos leans back.
half listening to the next question, preoccupied with the splash his announcement will make. It's January 2019. Bill Abbott and Michelle Vickery are celebrating in Crown Media's New York office. Countdown to Christmas is over, and the ratings are in. Abbott reads the report off his phone. Hallmark Channel was number one among women ages 18 to 49 and 25 to 54 for the entire fourth quarter. Vickery reaches for the phone.
I want to read some. Oh, this is my favorite. The Saturday night movie premieres delivered more women viewers ages 25 to 54 than all the broadcast networks, with an average of 3.5 million viewers.
37 new movies, 68 million unduplicated viewers. Ha ha, not too shabby.
We did good. We had more competition and we still dominated. And next year we'll do even better.
But Hallmark isn't the only company happy with what Santa brought them this year. Megan Hooper is meeting with Paul Buccieri in Lifetime's headquarters in Manhattan. Buccieri was recently named the president of A&E Networks and is Hooper's boss. Hooper has a plan to bet big on Christmas, but she needs Buccieri's support.
We doubled our Christmas movie production in 2018, and our ratings increased. I checked the records, and that's the strongest month of growth for Lifetime in over a decade. I think we need to go even bigger this year.
How big are we talking about?
I say we double it again. Produce 30 movies next year. Really go after Hallmark. Sheer volume is the only way they're ahead of us. I say we go after that lead.
Buccieri adjusts his thick, black-rimmed glasses.
That's a lot of Christmas movies. Hallmark will produce more next year, probably over 40. Who knows what Netflix will do? But if they're releasing viewership numbers, well, they must be happy. We should assume they'll be making more Christmas movies.
True, but I think there's room for everyone. We haven't reached the saturation point yet. Across the board, there were the most Christmas movies ever last year, and our ratings still increased. I think there's room to expand. And Hallmark is still weak on diversity. We can keep distinguishing ourselves there.
Buccieri nods.
All right, you've convinced me. Let's do this. Let's go after Hallmark.
There may have been enough viewers to make everyone happy in 2018. But 2019 is going to test if there's such a thing as peak Christmas. On the next episode, Lifetime continues to lead the way on diversity in Christmas movies. And a major stumble by Hallmark gives Netflix and Lifetime a chance to paint Hallmark as out of touch.
Hey, Prime members, you can binge every episode of Business Wars ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is episode 3 of Christmas Movie Wars for Business Wars. A quick note about recreations you've been hearing. In most cases, we can't know exactly what was said. Those scenes are dramatizations, but they're based on historical research. I'm your host, David Brown. Austin Rackless wrote this story. Voice acting by Michelle Phillippe. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Edited and produced by Emily Frost. Sound design by Kyle Randall. Our producer is Dave Schilling. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.